All right, we're making our way now through these chapters in the book of Exodus. We've come up to Exodus chapter 26, and we're talking about the tabernacle. And, you know, before in chapter 25, we spoke about three important pieces of furnishings mm-hmm. for the tabernacle. Ark of the Covenant, Table of Showbread, and the golden lampstand. Now, starting in chapter 26, we start talking about the tabernacle itself, mm-hmm. its structure. And a tent has to have some kind of covering, some kind of fabric mm-hmm. to it. And that's exactly what we begin with here, starting at verse 1, with the first set of coverings that were there for the tent.
Okay, chapter 26, verse 1. Moreover, you shall make the tabernacle with 10 curtains of fine woven linen, blue, purple, and scarlet thread, with artistic designs of cherubim. You shall weave them. The length of each curtain shall be 28 cubits, and the width of each curtain 4 cubits. And every one of the curtains shall have the same measurements. 5 curtains shall be coupled to one another, and the other 5 curtains shall be coupled to one another. And you shall make loops of blue yarn on the edge of the curtain on the selvage of one set. And likewise you shall do on the outer edge of the other curtain of the second set. 50 loops you shall make in the one curtain, and 50 loops you shall make on the edge of the curtain that is on the end of the second set, that the loops may be clasped to one another. And you shall make 50 clasps of gold, and couple the curtains together with the clasps, so that it may be one tabernacle.
Clear as anything, isn't it?
Wow, makes total sense.
Okay, well look, basically, you have this frame of a tent. Mm-hmm. Think in terms of a tent frame. We're going to talk about the frame in the next section. Mm-hmm. Okay. But before God detailed the frame, he wanted to talk about what you would drape over the frame. Mm-hmm. And what we're going to see in this section is 4 different layers of covering that they were supposed to put over the frame. Mm-hmm. And what's this first layer?
It was like a layer, kind of a fine woven linen of cherubim designed or something.
Okay, with blue and purple and
right.
scarlet and that kind of thing, it would be draped over the tabernacle. So what would you see if you were inside the tabernacle and looking on the roof or around? What is it that you would see?
You'd see this intricate design of cherubim.
Right.
All angels, over the place.
Yeah. All over the place you would see that. And with that very intricate design of cherubim, that would be there in the inside, illuminated, of course, by the lampstand within. But then also you had this thing, and Nate, did you catch that, where it talks about the 5 curtains shall be coupled. It sounds like they wanted it to be made in panels,
yeah,
sewn together, so but then coupled at one place.
And so it was like the two, maybe it was easier to transport, perhaps, you know, like there was not one huge mm-hmm. woven linen, make two of them, put them together. Maybe the idea of 2 separate people coming together, some kind of unity.
Well, I kind of like the depiction that I've seen some of it, and I think we have that on the slide, is that you've got these one set of 5 panels, one set of 4 panels, you draw them together, and in the middle, although it's not exactly the middle, mm-hmm. you have them linked together by these golden clasps. Many people think that that set of golden clasps went right where the division was between the holy place and the most holy place.
Yeah.
We're not told that exactly, but it would make sense mm-hmm. if that's how it worked out.
Yeah, interesting.
Okay, so that's the interior covering. That's what you have on the very inside.
I also think it's kind of significant before, at the very end there, it says, you shall make 50 clasps of gold and couple the curtains together with the clasps so that it may be one tabernacle.
Yes.
That's kind of an interesting thought. It's just that there is those separate pieces of the curtain brought together, woven together, clasped together, but it's one piece. You know, there are multiple panels, but all one
yeah.
piece. It seems like God wants to make that clear, that it's one tabernacle. It's not separate little pieces.
Isn't that actually a pretty cool picture mm-hmm. of this unifying thing in the tabernacle
yeah.
that God wants to reinforce to his people? You're different. Sometimes you're mm-hmm. sewn together, like the mm-hmm. panels. Sometimes you're joined together with these clasps of gold. But I want you to consider yourself to be one people. And there's
yeah.
some people who say that, one set of the people are God's saints on earth, and the other set is God's saints in heaven, and they're joined together.
Wow.
Some people would say that it's the Jewish believers that are one set, the other one the Gentile believers, and they're joined together. I don't know how you would say it, but the point of it is we are joined together,
yeah.
that it may be one tabernacle before the Lord.
Yeah.
I think that's an important point.
Yeah.
Okay, good. That's the interior cover, this artistic design of cherubim. The next one, starting at verse 7.
It says, you shall also make curtains of goat's hair to be a tent over the tabernacle. You shall make 11 curtains. The length of each curtain shall be 30 cubits, and the width of each curtain 4 cubits. And the 11 curtains shall all have the same measurements. And you shall couple 5 curtains by themselves and 6 curtains by themselves. You shall double over the 6th curtain at the forefront of the tent. You shall make 50 loops on the edge of the curtain that is outermost in one set, and 50 loops on the edge of the curtain of the second set. And you shall make 50 bronze clasps. Put the clasps into the loops and couple the tent together that it may be one. The remnant that remains of the curtains of the tent, the half curtains that remains, shall hang over the back of the tabernacle, and a cubit on one side and a cubit on the other side. Of what remains of the length of the curtains of the tent shall hang over the sides of the tabernacle on this side and on that side to cover it.
Okay, wow. So over the fine linen, an artistically designed thing of cherubim, over on top of that is a covering made of what?
Goat's
hair. Now, what would that look like?
Well, would it be kind of a coarse, kind of a black, most likely maybe a dark color?
And this is funny because the model that we're kind of showing to people on this, the artistic depiction we have, shows it as being a white covering, a white goat's hair. There are other people who think of it as being black. So we're not told specifically what color it was. I guess it would depend on the goats, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
but the material would have been sort of the consistency of felt, and this was the normal material used in making a tent. It's almost like this. Here would have been enough if God would have just stopped and said, here's your covering. Your covering, first of all, for the tent itself, the decorative one for the interior, and then now the very practical one on the outside, what everybody covers their tents with. Yeah. You sort of have that depiction that people could see, this secondary covering on top.
That's interesting. He talks about, in the very beginning, the first covering having the golden clasps.
Yes.
Now he talks about there being clasps, but they're not golden, they're bronze.
Yeah, they're joined together.
Why is that? What's the significance with that?
You know what? Some people might say it's pure practicality, that you have a secondary sense. But whatever you would say, this goat's hair covering would be very sort of mundane, very sort of, what everybody would do. And so it was more appropriate for God to use a more base metal for this. One thing about this, and maybe I've never even thought about it until we're chatting about it right now, what you have in the combination of the first layer and the second layer is a combination of the heavenly and the earthly.
Yeah.
The glorious and the mundane. How about this? How far is the distance between cherubim and goats?
Yeah.
I mean, but you see, God says, no, join them together. I want the glorious and the mundane to be joined together in your life. And that's why he makes these two coverings, one right next to each other.
Interesting. And this one is a little bit longer, a little bit bigger, it seems like. There's this idea of having it, kind of doubling it over at the forefront, letting the remnant remain kind of on the back.
If you've got this very practical covering, you want it to cover a little more ground than you did. So we had the first one, artistic design. Second one, why don't we just show that graphic up just for a moment of what this secondary one would have looked like, this artistic design of goat's hair. Let's see if we've got it here. And then what we have next is that one. Then, moving on, verse 14 gives us a couple additional coverings here. What do we got?
So then you shall also make a covering of ram skins dyed red for the tent and a covering of badger skins above that.
Okay, that's verse 14. The final two coverings, one would be ram skins dyed red and the other one would be badger skins. Well, let's talk about the ram skins dyed red first. What you have with the ram skins dyed red is obviously something red. Actually, though, I've heard two different approaches to this. Whether or not it had the hair of the ram on the skin. Some people think this was like a sheepskin seat cover. You know, it had the wool on it. Other people think it was just like straight leather. And so I don't know if there's a way to decide it, interpret it. We know it was red. We know it was made of ram skin. Whether or not it had the hair of the ram on it, we don't know. But in that significant, why would God tell them to dye it red? Well, that's pretty powerful.
It seems to point to the blood.
Yes.
I mean, ultimately to the blood of Jesus, but also all the blood that is being spilt there in the courtyards of the tabernacle.
So here you have the interior, which is marked by the cherubim. You have the second layer, the goats, just the mundane daily life, what everybody used. But then covering over that has to be a covering that reminds people of the blood of the atonement that would be offered. And then verse 14 tells us about the final covering that was supposed to be on.
Well, you know, badger, or, you know, in my little annotation talks about possibly dolphin skin or some other type, porpoise skin or something.
I've heard three different proposals for what this means. Basically, you're dealing with a Hebrew word. People don't know exactly what it means. Could be badger, could be porpoise or dolphin, or some people say the manatee or the sea cow. Those kind of coverings. I think either one of those animals, what you're dealing, though, you're dealing with something that's not particularly attractive. Mm-hmm. It's just sort of mundane. It's just sort of everyday. You know, you're not talking about the elaborate pelt of a lion or a tiger or something like that. You're talking about something that just didn't have a particular attractiveness. Mm-hmm. And when we take a look at that and see that link between them, you see, maybe the tabernacle standing is sort of this picture of Jesus, that there was no form or comeliness in him that we should be drawn to him. Rather, it just looks normal. It just looks regular. Yeah. No, the real power was inside, not on some sort of celebrity-type attractiveness with it. So these four layers would be laid upon the entire tabernacle.
Well, these last two, it doesn't really give us much by way of how they're constructed. Would you say they should construct the exact same way as the first two coverings?
No, I would say that they wouldn't do the elaborate clasps and joining. They would just make a covering big enough to cover it.
Just all one big piece.
That's right. Sewn together pieces that were, you know, unified together. But then now we have the coverings over for the tabernacle, for the entire piece there to see what's there. Now next we got to talk about the framing of it. But just think about it, what it would be like. You're an Israelite coming from a distance, you look at the tabernacle, you look at it, and it doesn't look, you're not like, wow, this isn't like marble or lion pelt or tiger, you know, fur or something like that. Looks sort of mundane, but what's inside is glorious.
Yeah.
It's almost a picture of Jesus, isn't it? How in that sense, nothing amazing to look at from the outside, but God himself in who he was and in his entire being.
That's incredible.
All right, let's pause here. Then we'll go on in the chapter and talk next about the boards and how they're joined together.